Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Hey everyone, good afternoon. Welcome back to the second episode of Arigari Radio, where music never stays in one place for long. Today is March 2nd, and I'm here at Kingston, Ontario to give you another fresh batch of Asian music. Today I have a special episode planned specifically for Asian artists that tragically passed away early, and I'll be narrating their life stories throughout their music. So, to get started with the program today, I have Because I Love You by Yu Jae Ha playing right now in the background, and I'll let you guys hear it full volume now. It is a pretty long song. I'll see you in about 6 minutes.
바보로 만들었어 내 곁을 떠나가던 날 가슴에 품었던 분홍빛에 수많은 추억들이 흐르게 바래졌어 어제는 떠난 그대를 잊지 못하는 내가 미웠죠 하지만 이제 깨달아요 그대만의 나였음을 다시 돌아온 그대 위해 내 모든 것 드릴 테요 가는 나이기에 しがヘド超容易だる理由ほぜぬん지난추억을잊지못하는내가미워줘하지만이제깨달아요
This song is from the album with the same title, published in 1987. It's the first and last album of Yoo Jae-ha, who was in charge of every single parts of the song, lyrics, composition, and also mixing. It's considered as an epitome of Korean ballads. It's also the classic and also one of the best out there. It's also considered one of the most influential albums in the history of Korean popular music. In my opinion, it is the most influential album. And now I'll play the next song from him, which is 그대 내 품에, You in My Arms.
Hey.
Before Yuji Ha released his own album, he was also a classical pianist, and exceptionally, he was also interested in popular music at the time, which his institutions were extremely against. For example, they had rules like classical pianists should not be in the same stages with rock bands. And though he was able to be a session member for different musicians, and also he was in a band with Jo Yong Pil, who is also highly regarded as one of the most legendary Korean pop stars, he was never able to do his own music. But spending all of his money on 1968, he releases this album, Kude Ne Pume, You In My Arms, and he started to gain popularity. People were actually paying more attention to popular music. His music was very unique. He pursued his own way, but unfortunately, he passes away in the young age of 25 after he steps out of the house to go to a high school reunion, and he was in a car with his friend drunk driving, and they hit a taxi, and with a young age of 25, South Korea lost a really, really precious talent that could have revolutionized Korean music even further, because at the time, Yuji Ha was continuously talking about how he's going to make the second album. Although he did pass away at the young age of 25, leaving behind a single album during this short life, the influence of that lone work, his debut and the release, Because I Love You on the direction of Korean pop music, is so immense. In 2018, the album was ranked number one on the list of top 100 greatest Korean pop albums, where it was described as the most important single work in the history of Korean popular music. Even more than 40 years later, this album still possesses this remarkable sophistication and elegance, and is still loved like by people like us. And now, I'll move on to another very loved and short-lived Korean singer-songwriter, Kim Kwang-suk. He's actually from my hometown, Daegu. He's widely loved in Korea with his ability to illustrate stories on his songs that everyone can relate to. Now, I'll play 너무 아픈 사랑은 사랑이 아니었음을, also known as A Love Too Painful Wasn't Love.
Sarangro 너무 아픈 사랑은 사랑이 아니었음을
Subtle and beautiful folk music really illustrates and touches your heart. This specific song argues that a painful love isn't love, but ironically enough, that is because they love so passionately that they can't but refuse to accept that their love is gone. Now, the next song from Kim Kwang-suk is 잊어야 한다는 마음으로, which is translated into as with the heart to forget you.
하얗게 밝아온 유리창에 썼다 지운다 널 사랑해.
김 was incredibly diligent and hardworking in its musical activities, noted by his 1,000th concert only 7 years after his debut. He also performed in the United States too, like University of Pennsylvania, and also like at the New York Mercantile Concert Hall, which was his last one actually. He always had concerts in venues under 1,000 people, even though he could sell out a stadium, because he always wanted to interact with his crowd. But unfortunately, he had committed suicide after arriving home on a cold night of January 6, 1996. His death brought up the underlooked issue of depression and suicide in Korea and brought incredible social effects. However, Kim Kwang-suk's music is still widely loved, being karaoke favorites and just wonderful folk pieces. Sorry, I'm tearing up a little bit. I actually grew up around the street that is named after him and commemorates him. And though he passed away before I was born, his music was always around my life. My parents are his biggest fans. And I still love singing songs on karaoke. I'm just really glad whenever I hear his songs around like restaurants that I go to in Korea. And with these songs, Kim Kwang-suk will forever be remembered in Asian music history. And before we move on to the next part where we'll be exploring a lot of Hong Kong music, we'll just quickly take a PSA break.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Hey, welcome back to Warigari. Now I'll immediately move on to the next song, which is Hai Kuo Tian Kong, which is translated as Boundless Oceans and Vast Skies, by the legendary Hong Kong rock band Beyond.
Come天我寒夜里看雪飘过 怀着冷却了的心窝飘远方风雨里追赶母女分不清影踪天空海阔你与我可会变多少次迎着冷眼与嘲笑从没有放弃过心中的理想 一刹那，仿佛若有所失的感觉，不知不觉已变淡心里爱。原谅我这一生不羁放纵爱自由，也会怕有一天会跌倒，背弃了理想，谁人都。 天你共我，今天我寒夜里看雪飘过，怀着冷却了的心窝飘远方，风雨里追赶，雾里分不。
中，天空海阔，你与我可会变？
谁还在变？
原谅我这一生不羁放纵爱自由，也会怕有一天会跌倒。为了理想，谁人都。
Beyond in this song sings about the vast sky and boundless oceans. But in my opinion, I think Beyond has the sound that is able to fill them because of how grand and victorious and filling their sound is. They were formed in the 1980s. Beyond was a pioneer at the field of cantopop. And at a time where cantopop was dominated by ballads in Hong Kong, they were able to bring powerful electric guitars, meaningful lyrics, and a kind of a rebellious spirit into the stage. And at the heart of the band, it was the lead singer and songwriter, Wong Kah-kui, who had a voice so raw yet uplifting, filled with conviction and emotion. However, in the 1990s, Wong began to feel limited by the Hong Kong music industry, saying things like, "There's only the entertainment industry, but not an actual music industry in Hong Kong," leading him to pursue a career in Japan, which actually led to the tragedy. On June 30th, 1993, during a TV show filming in Japan, Wong Kah-kui suffered a severe fall and later passed away at just 31 years old. The news devastated fans across Hong Kong, Taiwan, mainland China, and all over Asia. It was more than a loss of a singer, but it was a loss of a cultural icon that defined a whole generation and beyond. Yet, decades later, Beyond music is still remembered by being sung at concerts, in karaoke, and public gatherings, and also protests. Now, I'll move on to another legendary Hong Kong icon and an absolute cantopop legend, Leslie Cheung.
一追再追，只想追赶生命。 些生活最基本需要，原来早不缺少、有了你即使平凡间最重要。那又如何？会与你共同度过，都不枉过。风恋多，错误更多。如能重新做过，我会说愿能为你提前做错。谁比你重要？成功了，败了也完全无重要。谁比你重？原来多么可笑，你是真正目标。一追再追，追踪一些生活最基本需要，原来
Rising in the 1970s, Leslie Cheung was able to become one of Cantopop's defining voices with hits like Monica and Chase, which is actually the song that you just heard. His music was able to open the golden age of Hong Kong pop alongside legends like Anita Mui. Fun fact is that Beyond, which is a band that I just talked about before, is actually a generation behind him who was fighting the overused ballad trends in Cantopop that he created. Cheung is also known as one of the best actors of all time, as he delivered unforgettable performances in films like A Better Tomorrow, Farewell My Concubine, and Happy Together. And in my opinion, Farewell My Concubine is one of the best movies of all time, and I highly suggest it. And also, Cheung becomes a Canadian citizen after emigrating to Vancouver in the early 1990s, actually. He found life in Canada too mundane, even though he came to Canada to kind of escape the spotlight and temporarily retire. He eventually returned to Hong Kong to resume his career as an actor and also singer. However, as he was continuously fighting his depression, he committed suicide by jumping out of his hotel window on April 1st, 2003. His last words were, In my life, I have done nothing bad. Why does it have to be like this? He was 46. Today, he remains an icon, not just for his artistry, but for his courage, his openness about sexuality, about bisexual, and his lasting influence on generations of musicians, actors, and fans across Asia. Now, before I come back with some Japanese music, I'll just take a quick promo break.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
I try my best just to be a man.
Welcome back, everyone. Now I'll have the last section, which is the Japanese artist, and I have one of my favorite songs, Yutaka Ozaki's I Love You.
I love you. Ima dake wa kanashii uta. Kikitaku nai yo. I love you. Nogare nogare tadori tsuita kono heya. Nani mo kamo yurusareta koi janai kara. Futari wa marude tsute neko mitai.秋箱みたい。だからお前はこねこのような泣き声で。キシムベッドの上で優しさを持ち寄り、きつく体抱きしめ合えば。 それからまた二人は目を閉じるよ。悲しい歌に愛がしらけてしまわぬように。
また二人は目を閉じるよ。
悲しい歌に愛がしらけてしまわぬように
Yutaka Ozaki was a legendary singer-songwriter who defined Japanese popular music in the 1980s and an enduring icon of youth. He is widely known as the original artist behind I Love You, but he was far more than just a ballader. He was a commercially successful rock musician who had an extraordinary range. He debuted as a high school dropout teen rocker, and his rebellious image earned fierce loyalty from these young fans. To this day, teenagers and young adults in Japan still cover his music, while his CDs and DVDs have never gone out of print and new reviews continue to appear online. And Ozaki pioneered deeply introspective songwriting in the Japanese rock genre, openly exploring identity, frustration, and self-reflection. And his influence lingers around bands like Mr. Children, Spitz, Bump of Chicken, and Radwimps, which are all amazing, legendary rock bands. And now, we'll move on to his next song, Forget Me Nots.
Chisana asa no hikari wa tsukarete nemuru ai ni koborete流れた時の多さにうなずくように寄り添う二人窓を叩く風に目覚めて君に頬を寄せてみた幸せかい夕べのぬくもりにそっとささやいて強く君を抱きしめた初めて君と出会った日僕はビルの向こうの空をいつまでも探してた君が教えてくれた花の名前は街に忘れなぐさ時々愛の終わりの悲しい夢を君は見る休みよ二人の人生分け合い生きるんだ愛の行方に答えはなくていつでも一人ぼっちだけど幸せかいささやかな暮らしに時はためらいさえもご覧愛の強さに変えた時々僕は無理に君を僕の形にはめてしまいそうになるけれど二人が育む愛の名前は街に埋もれそうな
下町では二人のこの愛さえ移ろい踏みにじられる。初めて君と出会った日、僕はビルの向こうの空をいつまでも探してた。忘れなぐさ
This context might be a little disturbing for some people. Just some disclaimers here. On April 25th of 1992, Ozaki was found naked doing karate moves at a random park. Being suspected of psychosis, he was rushed home by his family and then rushed into the hospital again. And he was found dead due to a pulmonary edema caused by methamphetamine overdose. Some cases still suspect this as a homicide happening because of the bruises on his body, and his agencies and also managers continuously being suspected of administering him drugs just to keep him running, going to concerts and writing songs, overworking him and then getting him into psychological trouble. Ozaki lived one of the most turbulent lives in the Japanese entertainment industry, and he never had a smooth, like, young experiences. He was always searching for the freedom that he craved, and he turned to music and debuted successfully as a rebellious teenage rocker kind of image. But this fame came with conflict. He clashed with his agency, and he felt commercially exploited, which he probably was, and kind of spiraled into substance abuse. And though he overcame addiction and tried to start a family, he seemed to find stability. But he also had gone through scandals and personal loss, including the death of his mother. This was very sudden. And this, all of these happenings sent him into turmoil again. And in 1992, at just 26 years old, his life came to an abrupt end. Ozaki wasn't a perfect singer or a perfect person. His past was delinquent, full of drugs, and deeply controversial too. But even more than 3 decades later, he remains revered because he never hid his instability into music. He was brutally honest. He was autobiographical. His songwriting reshaped Japanese rock. This influenced artists like Mr. Children, Spitz, and Hikaru Utada. Yutaka Ozaki wasn't someone that was afraid to talk about his freedom. He was wrestling with it. His struggles will be forever remembered in the Japanese industries, and this is so important to me and everyone that enjoys Japanese rock. And now, today's session almost comes to an end. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been a meaningful experience. Going through these tragic geniuses, I kind of reflect of how precious my life is and how tragic it is to lose these talents. But their music is always remembered by people like us that keep playing their songs, enjoying their struggles and life. And now I'll just end the session today by playing Kim Kwang-suk's song, To Be a Dust. Thank you so much for joining me at Warigari, where music never stays in one place for long. See you. 다음에 또 봐요. Bye, yes, on your day.
잊었던 기억들이 피어나네요. 바람에 날려간 나의 노래도 휘파람 소리로 돌아오네요. 내 조그만 공간 속에 추억만 쌓이고 가닥 모를 눈물만이 아른거리는